Hello and welcome to Trivial Warfare. Thanks for joining us. My name is Jonathan. I'm here with my friend Chris. Say hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
And we're here to entertain you. No, we're here to beat each other up, honestly. We're here to prove who's smarter, and we're going to do that via trivia questions.
And we're hopefully going to be smarter than a fifth grader.
Well, hopefully.
It's just not going to happen.
It's not.
I'm not inviting my nephew over here who will whip the pants off of us.
But between the two of us, we're going to battle. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to have 10 rounds, one question per round for each of us. We'll be alternating questions. Each question's worth about 10 points. And at the end of the game, we'll have a final round where we can bet any or all of the points that we've earned up to that section and determine who wins by who has the most points at the end of the game. Sound good to you, mister?
Let's do this.
All right. Before we get rolling, I want to thank Arcturus Publishing Limited. I'm using questions from their book, Pub Quiz, for almost all of today's questions. I highly recommend the book. It's great, and it makes pulling questions to stump Mr. Hollister with much, much easier.
And for me, I'm using the book Mental Floss Trivia, and that is by Puzzle Right Press out of New York. And again, completely agree. It's just a fun little book. And I also want to say thank you to my aunt and uncle who bought this for me for Christmas.
Hey, thanks, Uncle Chip and Aunt Sandy.
There you go. And with that, let's get to war.
All right, do you want to ask the first question?
I shall.
All right.
We're going to go into music. Guitarist Rick Derringer was only 16 years of age when he co-wrote and played on what number one single?
Rick Derringer.
Yes, D-E-R-R-I-N-G-E-R, Derringer.
Could you ask the question again?
I will, and I shall. Guitarist Rick Derringer was only 16 years of age when he co-wrote and played on what number one single?
I don't have any idea.
Hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on.
No? Really, he was from the Beatles? Beatles, from the Beach Boys?
No, Hang On Sloopy was not the Beatles. Or it was not the Beach Boys. Now you got me saying the Beatles.
Well, time out. Yeah. Hang On Sloopy wasn't the Beach Boys?
No.
Who was it?
Rick Derringer.
Well, you learn something new every day, don't you?
There you go.
Oh, you know where I'm getting mixed up?
Hmm.
Sloop John B.
Yes.
That's the Beach Boys.
Yes, it is. Very Man. Much so.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, that's a bad start for me. All right. You're going to start with a movie music question.
Okay.
Its three rising notes on a solo trumpet is the instantly recognized opening to Richard Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra. To which 1968 movie was this also the title theme? And I can ask the question again if you want.
No, I got the question. Just it's one of those that it's just going to... I'm probably going to kick myself a few times after I hear it. So I'm just going to mull. I honestly don't know. I really don't.
The answer is 2001, A Space Odyssey. Dun, dun, dun.
What threw me off was the 68 part.
Really?
Because I always think that that movie was made in the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah. Because that movie was, I mean, even though I didn't really like the movie too much, that movie was amazing for its special effects. Man.
All right, we both stumped each other in round one.
Yes. So, continuing on with round two.
Fight.
With the exception of a break during World War II, which pro football team has participated in a Thursday game every Thanksgiving Day since 1934?
Whoa. So it has to be one of two teams. We know that back in the 80s and 90s, there were two games on Thursday, and they always featured the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions.
By the way, this is a sports category question for you.
Oh. Oh, well, in that case, I'm going to stick with those two teams and say, I honestly don't know how old the Cowboys are, but I feel like Detroit's older than they are, and I'm not sure the Cowboys were around before the merger. So I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions.
Correct.
Yeah.
Dallas right. Cowboys came about in 1966.
Is that after the merger or right before?
It was before the merger, but it was still, I mean, they were still part of the NFL.
Okay. Very cool.
All right.
All right. Your second question is a science question.
Science.
What scientist famously used kites to conduct experiments on atmospheric electrical phenomena?
I believe that would be philosopher, historian, scientist Benjamin Franklin.
That's correct, sir.
Yeah.
Probably one of the smartest Americans ever. If we had to, like, put somebody up there with the greats, with the Einsteins and the Platos and all the Da Vincis, our guy might be Benjamin Franklin.
Not only that, but also just, you want to talk about a true Renaissance man.
Yeah.
It was Ben.
Yeah. You know, it was cool. I'll never forget the answer to this question.
Okay.
Because of some Disney cartoon that I used to watch when I was a kid, Benjamin Franklin had a little helper who was a mouse, and the mouse went up in the kite and got electrocuted. And there was like a key hanging from the string or something.
And you probably saw his whole anatomy when he got hit by lightning.
You saw his bones inside of his body like an x-ray.
That's so awesome.
That's why I remember that. I'll never forget it.
All right. We're going to go with an American history question.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you the question. And then if you wish to have a multiple choice to this question, please let me know. And I'm more than happy to drop that on you.
Oh, it's that hard.
It potentially could be.
Okay.
The category is
American history.
American history and murder.
Oh.
Murder Incorporated was an arm of the American crime syndicate founded by Bugsy Siegel and who?
As much as it pains me to do so, I'm going to have to ask for the multiple choices.
Okay. Multiple choices are Meyer Lansky, Dutch Schultz, Abe Kid Twist Rellis, and George Rudnick, Rudnick.
Okay. I'm going to need you to read them again.
Absolutely.
I was waiting for a name I'd heard of, and I didn't get to it.
Oh, wow.
And so at the end, I'm like, oh, no, I don't remember any of these names.
And again, the crazy part is when I asked this question of myself, I knew the answer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, what are the names again?
Murder Incorporated was an arm of the American crime syndicate founded by Bugsy Siegel and whom? And okay. Your choices are Meyer Lansky, Dutch Schultz.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with that one. Dutch Schultz.
That's your answer?
Yes.
And the answer is Meyer Lansky.
Ah.
Yeah.
I was doing a little game theory there, and I didn't think you'd give me the right answer with the first one, so I was going to go with the second one. So I messed
Understood.
Up.
Understood. All right.
So after three questions, I have 10 points. Your third question, Muhammad Ali famously changed his name from what in 1964?
He was Cassius Clay first.
He was Cassius Clay.
Yes.
That's it's amazing now how few people know that.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, kids don't know who Cassius Clay is. But yeah. Muhammad Ali never won a gold medal.
No, he did not. Cassius Clay did. And you know what he did with that gold medal, didn't you?
Did he like, melt it or something?
No, he threw it in a river.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because...
Did anybody go get it?
No, I don't believe anybody did.
Oh, we should find out where it is.
I haven't heard of it, that they did. But, yeah, he was just so frustrated with how the United States was treating African Americans that he didn't want any part of it.
I'm going to propose a quest.
Ooh.
I think we should rent a boat, some scuba gear equipment, and I'll stay in the boat and stand guard while you go dive in the river and find the gold medal for us.
I think we need a bigger boat.
Well played.
We got jokes here. Jokes. All right.
So you have 20 to my 10.
Yes, that's factually correct.
All right. Ian.
All right. Going into it, let's talk about nursery rhymes.
I like nursery rhymes.
Nursery rhymes. You have a kid. Nursery rhymes probably are part of it.
Actually, I hate nursery rhymes. They're so short a lot of times, and they make no sense, and then sometimes they're violent.
And they're very scary at times.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go with one of the scarier ones.
Okay.
Those poor three blind mice of nursery rhyme lore had their tails cut off by the farmer's wife using what sharp instrument?
Hmm, hmm, hmm. Hmm, hmm, hmm. See how they run. See how they run. The mice got caught by the farmer's wife. She cut off their tails. Probably rhymes with wife, so I'm going to say butcher knife or kitchen knife. Butcher knife? Butcher knife.
Which is your answer, sir?
Butcher knife.
Correct.
Yeah.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Hey, I figured it out by the rhyme, believe it or not.
Well done.
I was thinking cleaver in my head. All right, very cool.
Good job.
And your fourth question is about actors.
Acting brilliant.
All right, now, who played...
Roger Rabbit.
Who played J. Edgar Hoover in the movie Nixon?
Oh, wow. One of those stupid Oliver Stone movies. Anthony Hopkins played Nixon. Not that that really helps my question out here. I know that Leonardo DiCaprio played J. Edgar Hoover in the movie J. Edgar, but that doesn't help either.
Hmm.
Who looks good in a dress?
Scarlett Johansson.
That's factually correct. I'm going to say Tommy Lee Jones.
That is incorrect, sir.
I figured it might be.
You're going to laugh at this, all right? What was the first thing you said when I said who played? You said Roger Rabbit.
Right.
Bob Hoskins.
Are you serious?
Played J. Edgar Hoover.
That's hilarious.
So not only you said Anthony Hopkins,
yes,
which was close in name, and mentioned Roger Rabbit,
yeah,
for the guy.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, that's the only thing I know Bob Hoskins from, is Eddie Valiant from, right, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That's right, the only thing I've ever seen him in. So
right,
when I saw that it was him, I was like, hey, I'm asking this question.
Man, wow.
There you go. You should have stayed with your first thought there.
No, I still probably wouldn't have got it, so. All right, movies.
All right, movies. It's 20 to 20 after four rounds.
Yes. Now, this is a two-part question.
I like two-part questions.
Okay.
I really don't like two-part questions. I'm just saying that.
In what motion picture did a character wield a machete to some street thugs, telling them, that's not a knife, that's a knife? I want to know the movie, and I want to know the actor that said it.
It's Paul Hogan in Crocodile Dundee.
That is absolutely correct.
It really wasn't a machete. Is that what the question in the book says?
Yeah, it was more of a Bowie knife, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was not a machete for sure.
It's a good question. It's just...
I mean,
I'm not exactly an expert on knives in the first place, except that it cuts my steak well, so I'm going to just leave it right there.
Okay, we'll leave it there, but I'll take the points.
I figured you might.
Okay, so now, your fifth question is a literature question.
Okay. Can I answer it literally?
Why, yes. Yes, you can. Very simply, who wrote The Great Gatsby?
Gatsby, even though he was dead. No. Anyway.
And fictional.
And fictional, that's true. And he didn't even tell his own story. It was his best friend. Anyway, that would be F. Scott Fitzgerald.
You are correct, sir. Yes. Well done. I have a bonus question for you.
Okay.
All right, this is going to be worth 5 points.
Okay.
You can get 5 points if you can tell me who F. Scott Fitzgerald is named after.
He's named after somebody?
Yes, he is.
I have no idea. That's the first time I've heard of that.
F. Scott Fitzgerald is named after a famous other F. Scott, Francis Scott
Key. Oh, wow.
Who was his second cousin 3 times removed.
No kidding.
Yes.
Joey, what do you think?
Whoa.
All right. Moving on.
All right. So right now the score is 20 to 30 in my favor.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay. The next question for you is cereal. Cereal.
Cereal like cereal number or cereal like Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch.
Ooh, I like Captain Crunch.
Except that is not the answer.
Oh.
Who was the first female to be featured on the front of a Wheaties box?
Oh, boy. Okay. So I have a few options, and I'm going to talk it out, okay?
Talk away.
My first instinct, the first one that I know I remember seeing as a kid, was Mary Lou Retton after the 1980 or 84 Olympics, right? But, I mean, before that, you would have had Chrissy Everett, you could have Billie Jean King, like when they did the Battle of the Sexes. I'm going to go with Mary Lou Retton.
Correct.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes! I'm happy about that. She was really the first of a long line of American gymnasts who got a lot of popularity. She kind of did a springboard for everybody, and now gymnasts are a big deal.
And she's very short. I mean, she was like 4'11". I mean, 4'10", 4'11" at most.
Isn't that a requirement for gymnasts, being
not really
short?
No, I mean, I mean, Shannon Miller lives locally. I've met her a few times, and she's, I mean, 5'4", 5'5".
She's local?
Yeah.
No idea.
Mm-hmm. Very nice lady.
Huh. Go
figure. Very sweet.
Your sixth question, sir, is an art question.
Art.
Art. What object is draped over the branch of a tree in Salvador Dali's painting, The Persistence of Memory?
If I remember correctly, that is a clock.
It is a clock. You are correct, sir. You know, I love Salvador Dali. He was the first artist that grabbed my attention, and it was a case where his art didn't look like a painting to me. It was too precise. It was almost like a photograph.
Interesting.
I loved it. He actually is one of the reasons I started liking art.
And acid, maybe.
He's not one of the reasons I started liking acid.
All right. You ready for your question, sir?
I am ready for my question.
Television theme songs.
Okay.
A version of Andrew Gold's 1978 hit, Thank You for Being a Friend, became a theme song for what long-running television show?
Thank you for being a friend. The Golden Girls.
Correct.
Yes, of course it's correct. The Golden Girls. Can I get a bonus if I can name all four?
Nope.
Because
you answered that way too easily.
Man.
If you want to show off, go for it.
Oh, well, I'll do that. You had Ruth. Not Ruth. Boy, I already messed up.
Yep. All right. No bonus.
It was Dorothy, Blanche, Rose, and Sophia. Ruth. Is Ruth Blanche's real name? Like Ruth something?
Nope.
Rue McClanahan.
Yes.
Ruth. Close enough.
No.
No? Well.
Anyway.
All right. So
nice job, though.
Your question?
Yep.
And it's question number 7. Rivers and mountains is your category. The fourth letter of the Greek alphabet is also the word for a certain river mouth. Excuse me, for certain river mouth features. What is it?
And also, it's one of my favorite designing women. Delta.
That's right. It is Delta. Delta. Now,
not my favorite airline, I might add.
Oh,
wider seats, guys. Come on, wider seats.
Hey, for the record, while we're talking, all airlines. Hey,
wider seats.
Wider seats, please. Some of us like to be comfortable.
And are fat.
Yeah, we're not in a stadium here.
That's factually correct.
All right, now, after that aside, which I'm totally leaving in, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you ready for your next one?
I am.
Science.
Science.
Bronze.
Science.
Bronze is an alloy of what two metals?
Bronze is an alloy of what two metals? So it's funny, because I have two choices for each of the metals. I know bronze is this orangish color, which means that one of them is either brass or copper. And it's mixed with a silvery metal, which is either going to be iron or tin. So I'm going to go with copper and iron. Bronze is copper and iron.
Copper? And tin.
Oh, God. I was so close.
You had me sweating for a minute there, so.
I'm hurt, man. I had a feeling I was going to get close to it.
Mm-hmm. You did. You got 50% of it.
Doggone. Okay. Your eighth question is about flags.
Okay. Fun with Flags with Sheldon Cooper.
Fun with Flags. What are the colors of the three vertical stripes on the flag of France?
That is red, white, and blue.
Well, technically it's blue, white, and red, but okay, get it.
You didn't tell me you wanted it in order.
I didn't want it in order. I'm just playing with you.
Thank God. There was much rejoicing.
Yay.
All right.
Hey, let's do a score check real quick.
Okay.
I have 50 points out of 8 questions, and you have 50 points out of 8 questions.
All right.
So going in, we're tied going into the final 2 questions before the final.
Okay.
The last 2 questions before the final.
Here is your second to your last question.
Here's
your
my
penultimate question.
My penultimate. Oh, look at you with the brain.
Thank you. This category is math and science.
I was told there would be no math.
Until this time.
Boo.
Okay. A child born in 1986, when Halley's Comet last visited our solar system, will be how old when it makes its next visit?
Do I get a range?
Nope. Because if I knew this, you should know this.
My father drove us out in the middle of the night in 1986. We lived in Atlanta, Georgia. And he pulled us out of bed at like 3 in the morning, got us dressed. And as a father now, I can only realize how hard this was, because he had to wake up too, get us dressed, and drove us out like an hour and a half into the country, middle of nowhere, to go see Halley's Comet. Never saw a thing.
Oh,
never saw a thing. We had to go to school the next day.
I was very lucky because my friend Chaz's dad took us out, who had a wonderful telescope, and I was able to see it.
Wow.
I mean, now mind you, I had no clue what I saw at 12 right. years old, but it was like, hey, at least I could say I saw it.
Well, I mean, I think you'd have to wait another 73 years to see it again, which is my answer. The person in 1986, born in 1986, would have to wait 73 years to see it again.
And you know what? You'd be 3 years too short.
Oh, God, 76?
76 years.
Doggone it. Ah. Ah. I'm writing down a zero for me, folks. I was close. Your category is pop music.
Pop music.
Pop music. Pop goes the weasel.
And the weasel goes, pop,
pop. Who was so excited in 1982?
That she just couldn't hide it? That she was about to lose control and she thinks she liked it? That would be the Pointer Sisters.
That's right.
Yep.
You know, my father, I talk about my father a lot all of a sudden. Yeah, whenever I talk about the 80s, I talk about Dad.
Your father like your father before you?
He loved the Pointer Sisters.
Did he really?
Yeah. So
awesome.
I remember growing up listening to the radio with Jump.
For Your
jump,
Love.
Jump. For my love.
Jump in.
I'm so excited. And so now this talks to you about how kind of I was a nerd when I was young.
No.
Because I remember the song, The Neutron Dance. And I was stuck thinking, why are they dancing? What does this have to do with neutrons? Why are they doing a neutron dance? What is this? To be honest with you, as an adult, I still don't know why they were doing a neutron dance.
Can you name which Eddie Murphy that song was prominently played in?
Which Eddie Murphy
movie was it was prominently played in?
Which Eddie Murphy movie? Was it Beverly Hills Cop?
That is absolutely correct.
Do I get points?
Nope.
Oh, gosh, man. You're hard on the... You don't give me any bonus points.
I gave you a Habsy question a few episodes ago.
All right, so you took a lead.
I did, for
it's
right
60
now.
To 50.
So, I started with music. I'm ending in music. Music.
Music, okay.
What duo's debut album was titled Wednesday Morning, 3 a.m.?
What duo's
debut album was titled Wednesday Morning, 3 a.m.?
Okay, so first off, I have to say I don't know the answer, but I was digging around the other day looking for questions for you, and it's possible, because there's a duo that's coming into my head, even though I know I don't know the answer to this question, right? And
sure.
I might have seen it.
Okay.
And just don't know. I'm going with Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Is it right?
You are correct.
Oh, yes. That
well
is
done.
So lucky, man. I'm not kidding when I say that I was researching a music question for you, and I must have like run across it for a brief second and thought to myself, well, he's not going to know that, so I'm going to just move on. All right. Your 10th question is a geography question.
Okay.
Located in the Pyrenees Mountains, which country is surrounded by France and Spain?
Portugal.
Is that your final answer?
It is.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Portugal is actually on the coast on the other side of Spain.
Okay.
It's a small country up in the mountains called Andorra.
Yeah, I had no shot at that whatsoever.
No?
None.
Huh. With that in mind, it's a tie.
It is a tie.
60 to 60.
Not too shabby. So, going into the final round, where we can bet it all or bet nothing, we will be telling each other our categories, and we'll be writing down the totals that we want to wager to see who's going to win this grudge match of tying proportions.
Boy.
Yes.
So, right. Your category, sir.
Yes, sir.
Rivers.
Okay. In the river of the night. Billy Joel. I was walking in my sleep. Okay. Yours is Nintendo.
Okay. And it's a tie. Oh, boy. Okay.
Let's do this.
All right. Who's going first? Do you want me to ask you first?
No, I believe I asked the question first for you because I started off.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. So your Nintendo question is this.
Okay.
Super Mario Brothers is the best-selling Nintendo game with 40.24 million copies sold.
Okay.
Can you name the next four out of five?
Oh, boy.
Best-selling Nintendo video games.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
You get four shots for the next five.
Can I take five guesses, and if I get four right, or I have to get them all right?
Four shots for five.
I'm going to ask a question before I get started.
Yes.
Because they came on discs together. Does Duck Hunt count as a unique game?
It does.
Okay. I'm going to go with Duck Hunt.
Okay.
I'm going to go with The Legend of Zelda. I'm going to go with Contra. And I'm going to go with Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, or just Punch-Out.
So, coming in at the bottom was 6.5 million copies, The Legend of Zelda.
All right. Really? I thought it was going to be number two, to be honest with you.
And number five, with 8 million copies sold, Tetris.
Oh, gosh. Really?
Yes.
Was this across all platforms?
Nope. This is just a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Wow.
Nintendo Entertainment System, yes.
Okay.
Selling 10 million.
I didn't even know they sold Tetris on original Nintendo.
Oh, I had it. I absolutely.
Wow.
I love that stupid game. That game was great.
I thought it was a Game Boy specific thing. Okay.
This will make you kick yourself a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
Selling 10 million copies, Super Mario Bros. 2.
Oh.
Selling 18 million copies,
Super Mario Bros. 3.
Super Mario Bros. 3. And then finally, selling 28 million copies, Duck Hunt.
God. Because the stupid machines were packaged with these things. Ah. Yeah, I'm kicking myself.
But Duck Hunt, man, nice job on that one. I really was wondering if you'd get that one. I figured the other ones were gettable for you for sure, but Duck Hunt I thought might be the hard one, and that ended up being the easiest one for you.
So I missed that question.
You missed that question. What was the point value that you bet?
I wagered one.
All right.
So I'm currently losing 59 to 60.
Yes.
Okay, so now, your question.
My Rivers question.
Your Rivers question. I have a list of the 10 longest river systems in the world. Now, you could say unique rivers. If you name the main river, then I'm going to give you the system. I'm going to say system, though, because it's very specific.
Okay.
I want you to name four of the 10 longest rivers in the world.
Okay. The Amazon.
The Amazon is number two with 3,912 miles. I heard once that if you stretch the Amazon, started it like in Florida, it would go up into Canada.
No kidding.
It's poof.
Denial. It ain't just a river in Egypt.
But it is a river on this list.
That's correct.
At 4,180, it's the longest river in the world.
Let's see then. The next one I would like to say is the Mississippi.
The Mississippi River system, which, and this is why I did it this way, is correct. It's the third longest. It's not the Mississippi running from Minnesota straight down. It starts with the Missouri River up in the northwest, and it runs from the Missouri River to the Red Rock River into the Mississippi.
No kidding.
That's the long one.
Interesting.
So that's number three.
So I have one more.
You need one more out of the next six.
All right. I'm going to say the Colorado River.
The Colorado River is incorrect.
Ugh.
Would you like to hear the next ones?
I was going to say the Euphrates.
That would also be incorrect.
Okay, then I'm feeling good. Go for it.
You didn't think about the China rivers.
No, yeah.
The Yangtze is number four. In Russia, the Ob River. Never heard of it. I thought the Volga would be on there, but it wasn't. It was the Ob. The Yellow River in China.
Ah, yeah.
Then it's the Yenisei in Russia, the Parana in South America, the Irtysh in Russia, and the Congo in Africa. So the three...
I should have thought of the Congo.
The three I really thought you'd have a chance to get there were the Yangtze, the Yellow, and the Congo.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know why. I was too into the...
the U.S. there. Yes. So what did you wager?
Zero!
Zero? No, you didn't. No, you didn't! Oh, my God.
Boom, baby! So what was this about?
What was your thinking there?
Always win. Because I know geography, including rivers, is not my subject whatsoever.
Oh my.
It could have been anything that you asked me.
But you didn't even bet one.
No, I didn't want to bet one. I didn't want to bet anything. I was guaranteeing. I figured if I bet something, I was going to lose. If I bet nothing, then there's the possibility that you'll get it wrong and I might be right.
So I lost by one stinking point.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Bow to the king, baby. Bow to the king.
60-59 victory. You took this game home. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate your time. You can email us at trivialwarfare.com. Tell us how we're doing.
Trivialwarfare@gmail.com.
Yeah, trivialwarfare.com doesn't exist. We should probably do something about that.
Absolutely.
Before we post this one, at least. So, trivialwarfare@gmail.com. And we also have a Facebook page, so you can find us on there. Any last thoughts you'd like to share, Mr. Hollister?
Hail to the king, baby. It's good to be the king.
Hail to the king, yeah.
And until next time, this is King Chris.
You jerk.
This is King Chris.
Oh. And typical winner, Jonathan?
I was thinking peasant Jonathan. Anyway, until next time.
Jester Jonathan?
That's right. Until next time, it's not just trivia, it's war.
All right,
good night,
guys.
Folks.
Sorry, let me flip some pages first. That always sounds good.
Exactly.
Flip, flop.
Nothing like good podcasting.
And this is nothing like good podcasting.
That's factually correct.